This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, the day after our primary vote here in Florida. I'll tell you what a night last night was. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Now we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. A special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now in the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road truck drivers, our bulk mail center haulers, as well as our suicide jockeys delivering the gasoline, the diesel, and the jet fuel to where it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. Find us over there at Captain's America, Captain S on the end of it, all lowercase Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see what we have to offer. All right, and joining us right now from the great northern part of the U.S., otherwise known as the woods, if he's far enough north, but he's not. It's Rod Edwards. Good morning, good morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Have you had any sleep?
Absolutely.
It's been a wild night down here, boy. Wild freaking night. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country is formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, we had us a primary down here last night. We know that our great governor, Ron DeSantis, is going to go up against the old beanbag himself, Charlie Crist. Let me see. He was a Republican, he was an independent, and now he's a Democrat, so I guess he's going to run as a Democrat.
I think he's going to get swamped.
That's not the half of it. That's not the half of it. People just, they've had it with Charlie, okay? Charlie took us to the cleaners three times. Three times. Right. And the people have not forgotten.
Good, good. I don't think he was a very good, when he was in office anyway, he wasn't very good for that state.
He was not. He was not.
I remember.
Yeah, he was not. But that is what it is, and that's a color of a horse for a different day, if you will. But the fact of the matter is, we also had something else down here last night. Marco Rubio, his challenger is going to be Congresswoman Val Demings out of Orlando. She is pretty much a yes person, did everything that Nancy Pelosi told her to do, followed that track, if you will.
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting. How is Rubio still very popular in that area?
Well, he is, yeah.
Okay. Because I know there were some complaints about his his conservative leanings or lack of in some areas.
Well, again, the media doesn't like him.
Yeah.
And some of the diehard, just hard right people don't like him because he tries to work with people. He tries to, in some cases, go along to get along. And some people don't like that.
Well, I get it, especially when it comes to certain issues or whatever, and if it means compromising too much with the other side. And that's what, unfortunately, a lot of Republicans and so-called conservatives are famous for, compromising.
Right.
Our side is always compromised, and sometimes to our peril. So,
we'll get back to the politicians here in a little bit, but let's talk about what this raid might have been at Mar-a-Lago. Were Spygate documents and Trump's RICO suit the real target of the FBI's raid? Inquiring minds want to know. We're starting to hear that.
Well, here's the thing. We don't think that's just the case. Because if you go all the way back to, I think it was in June, they already knew what Trump had because they had visited Mar-a-Lago before. And in fact, Trump even said hello to them when they were there, and they could have easily taken everything then. They didn't want to do it at the time, and they knew what was there. And I think they're trying to make a bigger case against Mr. Trump. But I think they were trying to save their own behinds or something, or save the behinds of other officials in the government by taking everything, because they thought that Trump might have had certain evidences amongst the papers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and for all I know, he might have, but it's not there now.
No, so they have everything, it seems, and it's going to be very interesting. I don't know what legal recourse that he has to do anything now that they have all the papers.
Well, he's challenged them, and we'll see what happens. That's coming this week. And by the way, the magistrate wants to see more of Trump's stuff before he makes a decision.
So
we'll see how that goes.
Yep.
Now, I'm looking at my clock here. We're fixing to take a break here in just about 10 seconds or less. I'm waiting for the music to come up in my ear, which here it comes right now. But when we come back, folks, we're going to talk about a majority of Americans are zoned in and toned in on the border and what's going on down there. And yes, indeedy, it is an invasion. We'll be right back talking about that and more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition, with our friend Ron Edwards. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$100,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, I'll tell you what's on my mind. It's an Edwards Notebook, so get ready, folks. Here it goes. Here it goes.
If I didn't see it, I wouldn't believe it. But Donald Trump has endorsed the re-election campaign of a wealthy leftist congressional Democrat. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's case from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Multimillionaire Dan Goldman was endorsed by Trump just before a recent debate, which goes as follows. Quote, it is my great honor to endorse Dan Goldman. I do this not because he headed up the impeachment committee and lost, but because he was honorable, fair, and highly intelligent. While it was my honor to beat him and to beat him badly, Dan Goldman has a wonderful future ahead. He will be very compassionate and compromising to those in the Republican Party and will do everything possible to make sure they have a fair chance of winning against the radical left Democrats who he knows are destroying our country. Trump continued, I would like to thank Dan for fighting so hard for America, for working so tirelessly to stop Trump. He was not easy to beat, but winning against him made me realize just how talented I am, Donald Trump. Needless to say, Dan Goldman wasn't exactly thrilled with Trump's spot-on endorsement. I'm Ron Edwards. Find out where you can enjoy the Ron Edwards American Experience. Go to theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty. Now, don't forget that Mr. Goldman is in a race that's too close to call right now. And they're doing a recount, but he's claiming victory anyway. I think he's a little premature. And, of course, he's kind of one of those people that just dives into things. If you remember him from the Trump impeachment trial, that is, just dives into things. All right, now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Constitutional Grounds Coffee, because Constitutional Grounds has a delicious taste that many people are raving about. Acidic? No way. It's not Constitutional Grounds. All you got to do to find out more is go to the Constitutional Grounds Coffee display at the RonEdwards.com website to make your purchase over there. And make sure that you do, because you're going to love, love, love it. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to give a little sip here, because guess what I got in this cup? Mm-mm-mm. Oh, boy. That's my iced coffee, Constitutional Grounds iced coffee. And I make it a couple times a night. I drink it on a regular basis, because Constitutional Grounds is the coffee
you want in your cup.
Now, how about that? We woke that guy up so he could do that, see? We just woke that guy up so he can get over there and jump on the bandwagon and get into that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, at least you heard it.
Absolutely.
Okay, now, a majority of Americans, 53%, say they believe what's happening on the border is an invasion, according to a new NPR Ipsos poll. Now that we're nearing the midterms, President Biden has finally made some small moves on immigration in terms of finishing small sections of the wall that he basically developed his own version of DACA, which is a Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, and released thousands of unaccompanied minors into the U.S. Meanwhile, the news media reports the success of his administration on the border crisis. Former ICE Director Tom Homan didn't mince his words either when he called them fake news and fake stories. Homan, you got to love him when he gets going.
Yeah, I like Homan. I wish he was back at his old position. You know, you're talking about, let's see, since Biden took over, increased to more than 2 million, I think, illegal border crossers in this country, which is a new record.
More than that.
And
more than that.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, it's way more than
way
that.
More. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe close to 4 million. This is the thing, Captain. This is an encouraged invasion by this administration.
Uh-huh.
And why in God's name that the state of Texas and Arizona don't get together and just say, screw it, and do whatever they can do to seal this border. Because if they don't, if somebody doesn't seal that border, we won't have a country, because no country, I don't care how great it is, can survive, or even it definitely cannot thrive with wide open borders like this. This is an invasion, and I'm surprised that only 53% of Americans see it as such, according to this NPR poll. It may be actually higher than that, but NPR is NPR, so it is what it is. But and then 19% of Americans actually believe that it's false,
yeah,
despite all the evidence and the harm that has been done to our republic. Not only physically towards many Americans who are harmed by their criminal activities, the cost to we, the people, the taxpayers, to house those that are housed, and then just releasing children all over the country. And then there are many that are coming and posing as children, and
mm-hmm.
they're not.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And that's,
so we're in a heck of a fix, Kevin.
Well, we got 900,000 gotaways. Remember that?
Yeah.
900,000 gotaways. Have no idea who they are or where they went.
So I just think that, you know, a warning to all Americans, if you appreciate your life, if you appreciate your family and everything, do what you have to do, because the chances are increasing that you will encounter these individuals, many of them who, in my opinion, are uncivilized beasts who are here to do wrong at the behest of this administration.
Well, again, you're right. You won't get any argument from me on that. Now, Donald Trump slammed Mitch McConnell for opposing his endorsements.
And rightfully so. How dare Mitch McConnell, who himself has been a very slothful individual in office when it comes to standing up for what is right, and McConnell talking about the quality of those individuals that Donald Trump was supporting. How dare he do that? He's this guy, Mr. McConnell, he needs to go along with Lizard Cheney. We have a 50-50 Senate and a 50-50 country. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, we're in a real battle for our survival. And this guy, this knucklehead, mm-hmm. that's the best he can come up with and attack the quality of Trump's, you know, candidates that right. he's endorsing.
All right, let's go over to the phone line. We've got Backgammon Bob on the line there. Go ahead there, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, Captain. I think they ought to declare, instead of charging these people with drugs and fentanyl, just simply to declare fentanyl a poison, just like it was cyanide or anything else, because that's what it is. It's killing people, and the people that are bringing it over, declare them as part of criminals, just like a poisoner. All right, that's it, Captain.
Okay, go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, I agree with him. I agree with him, and I should have mentioned that even in my comments. The fentanyl, you know, it's all coming from China, and then they put it together and ship it here from Mexico. And it's almost like an attack on this country, but they're using drugs to do it. And when you look at the many people in this country that have stupidly taken these drugs and have died from it, it's not only an invasion, but an attack on our country. And I don't know if we even have the military hardware, but we should do something. There should be something, some kind of sanctions or whatever against China even.
Now, Liz Cheney is working with the Koch brothers and their network, as well as Trump consultants, in a possible presidential campaign of her own. Yes?
Oh, okay. Yes, she is. And to me, it's laughable. Although, I have to admit, a couple of months ago, someone told me, they're an anti-Trumper, and they told me that Liz Cheney is going to be positioned to run for president. And I said she may be presented to run, but if the truth be told, she will not win. She cannot win. She doesn't have the qualifications, in my opinion. But neither did Biden. So, you know, but Liz or Cheney, come on. As winning, I don't think so.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, won't it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what.
But you mentioned but back to this thing with Trump and McConnell and all of that. I think McConnell is very dangerous. When it comes to what he's doing and how he's running the his position there and how he's undermining true conservative Republicans.
I wouldn't be giving him a bunch of information for openers. I'd make him sit there and try to figure out what's going on, but that's just me.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to run. We will talk to you on, Thursday. Or no, wait a minute, Saturday. Saturday. All right, have a good day.
You too. Take care.
All righty, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you can hear that on the podcast today. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The body found in California's Prosser Creek Reservoir north of Lake Tahoe has been confirmed as missing teen Kylie Rodney. The 16-year-old who went missing after an August 5th party drew many suspicions when many of the attendees to the party refused to cooperate with police when she was missing. The Nevada County Sheriff Coroner confirmed the body. Two Atlanta police officers involved in the fatal shooting of Rayshard Brooks during a 2020 encounter will not be charged. Rayshard fell asleep in a fast food drive-thru when police were called in. He then failed his sobriety test and resisted arrest. He took control of an officer's taser and shot it at officers when he was killed. Today is National Pluto Demoted Day. After nearly 80 years as an official planet, Pluto was downgraded to dwarf planet in 2006. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Holy moly, that must mean that when I push this little button, I'm going to get the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Bingo. Just like that. There he is.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning to everybody out there. Make it a great Wednesday. Well, Kevin Durant, trade talks over. The Nets and the Stars agree to move forward with their partnership. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens up there in good old Brooklyn, New York, for the good old Nets and the Kevin Durant captain. You know, that's interesting. Hopefully basketball will get back in good graces with everybody and start operating on a better fashion. You know,
well, they got to quit acting. They got to quit acting like a bunch of jerks.
Yeah, there's truth to that, Captain. You know, you can't win people over acting foolish, to say the least. Now, Alabama gives Nick Saban a new $93 million
over 10 years.
Wow, man, Cap, that's some serious money right there, sir. And If he can make that kind of money, I think it's okay for the kids to make a few million while they're playing. What do you think about that, Cap?
Well, I hate to pay the kids anything because they're supposed to be amateurs. That's number one. I realize that changes somewhere because they want to get a more of a commitment with them, and they think the money will do that. I still believe that they don't need the money. Play the damn game. Get some esprit de corps. Learn what it's like to be a team player instead of, well, look what I did. It's all about me, and I scored this, and I did that. And I... No, no, no. How about the team concept? Let's bring that back.
Well, I agree with that, Captain. But when the university and the coaches are making millions of dollars off these kids breaking their back, you know, for 4 years playing football and putting a lot of time and effort into it, you know, hey, yes, they get an education. It's free core. I'm right there with you, Captain. But, you know, I think they deserve to get paid for their efforts. I really do. I mean, other kids can go get scholarships and still work and make money. And there's nothing wrong with that. So it's an interesting concept to see, you know, what's right and wrong. But these coaches now are making a lot of money, the Southeastern Conference especially, you know. Just a lot of money to be made there.
Yep. The boosters bring up the money, and away it goes.
Well, there you go. I mean, hey, that's the way it is. Don't let it be that way. Excuse me, Captain.
Gesundheit. Gesundheit.
Sure. Appreciate that.
Double Gesundheit. Jeez. Head for the hills.
Head for the hills, brother. The Dodgers, you know, great pitcher, Bowler. He's having a second Tommy John surgery. He's going to be out for the rest of the year. Now, that's going to hurt the Dodgers. They have a good team, but their pitching is not the greatest. He's a very good pitcher. And they've won a lot of games. They got that division pretty much in hand. But a lot of things could happen, change that over time. And out west, Captain, the Angels owner Moreno, he's exploring selling the franchise. That's an interesting way to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people love the LA Angels out there. I mean, Joe Matt being the manager out there. But, you know, we'll see what happens with that organization. Harper staying on baseball. Bryce Harper, great batter for the Philadelphia Phillies. Clearwater, Florida, that's where the spring training is. Been the home for them forever. So it's kind of interesting, Captain, as you're well aware of here in Florida, how some of the spring training teams have been here forever, and then some have only been here for a short time, or they moved from one city to another. But Philadelphia Phillies have not, which is kind of neat, kind of like that.
And, okay. I got a question for you from Christine in Sarasota. She says, well, don't the players get a full scholarship, which means they get free school? What's the value of that?
Oh, that's a very good point. The value of that, you know, is probably $50,000 to $100,000. But what's the value of when your life is cut short by, you know, getting your body banged up and making so much money for the university? If the university is making millions, it's really a very short.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that why they have insurance? These players all have insurance, right?
You can't, Captain, unless you're a stud player, very few of them are going to be able to afford that type of insurance to get you, Lloyd's and London type of insurance if you suffer a major injury.
Because even the high school players have insurance.
Yeah. Oh, well, you have insurance to cover you for injuries, but it's going to later on in life take its toll. But what about the science kid who gets a scholarship? You know, would be my response to that. And then they get to be able to make money on the side. If they create something or bring in money to the university, they can take that with them. So there's two ways to look at it. I understand the point of the scholarship, but, you know, if the people that are getting scholarships to attend there on a science or a math scholarship, they're not bringing in millions of dollars to the university either.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that's the trade-off, Captain. Everybody has their own opinion on it, and I respect everybody. So just think there's two ways to look at it. I just don't like, Captain, when the coaches complain about these kids making money, but they're making, you know, millions upon millions of dollars.
Well, that's it. That's it. Yep.
Yeah. I don't get it. That's what cracks me up. You know, and back in the day, the coach could get in trouble and move on to another university and make millions of dollars, and the kids would have to stay there. Now they get to leave, too. I think that was a great move that the NCAA finally agreed upon.
Hmm.
So that's another point coming in the fact there. But, now this will be the final week of preseason, Captain, and then they will get into it for real right after Labor Day. Thursday, the 8th of September, we will have the L.A. Rams taking on the Buffalo Bills. I liked when they started the season on Labor Day weekend, Captain. How about yourself? I don't like it really going all the way into February for the Super Bowl. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, if they're not playing it outdoors in February, I have no problem. But they should be playing that game indoor in a dome stadium with heat.
Yeah, well, that's true too.
And if that means having to back the games up, the season up to do it, then I guess they'd have to do that. Start a little bit earlier, a week or two.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind them doing that. They've added a week of regular season, which is good. I would just like to see them start earlier, and you just make the teams that are in the hot cities that don't have a dome, they travel the first couple of weeks. And then when you're in September, then the hot cities play the late afternoon games, so it's not, you know, so unfair for the teams up north coming to play in the heat. I just believe in fair competition to make it equal for all parties playing the game.
Sure.
That's what I enjoy.
Sure.
Football, because I don't think anyone should have an advantage of the weather. The weather shouldn't dictate a football game, so it won't happen in our lifetime, Captain, but hopefully in time every stadium will be domed so the weather outside doesn't determine the outcome of the game. So
I'm still waiting to see what they do here, because I think they're going to come right down to the wire and somebody's going to go, okay, we're going to build it at Ybor.
Yeah, for the Rays. I hope so. I hope that's what they do, Captain.
Although I have no problem with them going over to the fairgrounds.
Well, exactly. What should happen, Captain, that's the perfect location. You get a relationship with the Hard Rock Casino over there.
You bet.
People that don't know Tampa Bay, that's right on the east side of Tampa. It's right off of I-75, which is the main corridor. And you have people from Lakeland, Bradenton, you know, Zephyr Hills, all over come to the games.
Yep.
People take the travel over.
And the East Coast, because you're right there on I-4.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of people come there, and you work out a partnership to where you make it convenient for people to stay at the Hard Rock with fair hotel rates, and
yep.
They sponsor the stadium, and then you're set.
Yep.
It'd be perfect, and hopefully that will happen so baseball can stay in the Tampa Bay area and be a great franchise for Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
So, great point, Captain.
Okay, well, you got 30 seconds to tell us what you do.
No problem, Captain. My name's Patrick Island. I do the sports zone on Sundays from 11 to 12, but Monday through Friday, Saturday and Sunday, too, I meet with people and help them out with their insurance needs, from Medicare to Social Security, to life insurance, or annuities, whatever it is that you need help with. And then we make sure to make it all legal, get attorneys involved if necessary to make sure that you're taken care of properly. The best thing I can do for you, though, is have a cup of coffee, see what your wants and needs are, see what you currently have, and see if I can better it. If I can, great. If I can't, you'll stay put for a year, and we'll reinvestigate it next year. It's real simple. Just give me a call. Patrick Hyatt, 813-966-1052.
All righty.
866-1052.
All right. Thank you very much, Patrick Hyland, the Insurance Sports Zone quarterback. Be right back with Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. Got all the quarterbacks on today here, I'm telling you. Gee, balls will be flying all over the place, won't they? All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Drive a million miles.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. And this portion of the Captain's Army, this program brought to you by, right now, Dominic's Wines and Decor down in Sarasota. Now, you know, you've heard me talk about Dominic's Wines and Decor for years. And that's because they do the very best of anybody in the business. I can attest to that by some of the things they've done for me over the years with places that I've owned. Now, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, they're down there in Sarasota. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be also part of the Hunter Douglas Dealer Group. How do you like that? The Hunter Douglas Dealer Group. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. If you're listening to me from outside the state, and maybe you do need some parts, or maybe you do need something to fix what you got going on, they'll work with you. I'm not going to say they're going to drive all the way up here to find you. That's not what you're going to do. But they will work with you, and they'll try to help you all they can, because that's the business that they're in, and that's what they do. So stop by and see the gang in the store, and remember, when you see that red, white, and blue truck driving around, says Dominic's Blind and Decor on the side of it, and on the back of it, Dominic's Blind and Decor, that's our buddies from the radio show. Tell them thanks, and I'm sure you're going to like what you see when you get a chance to go take a peek at it. All right. Let's go to the phone line, and on the phone line we have got Brendan Rimes, the consumer quarterback, the real estate quarterback, the quarterback of quarterbacks, right?
Yes, sir. That's right. He's our first, the very first quarterback. Appreciate you having me.
Yes, sir. Now, I'm not going to dwell on a lot of negative stuff here, but we do have to say, for the sake of the listeners, that there is trouble in Homeville, so to speak, because new home sales have crashed as the recession has gripped the housing market. Now, this is coming from the Commerce Department and the numbers that they just put out. They're saying sales of newly built houses in the United States fell by more than expected in July, confirming a slump in the money, and housing market also went down because of the price of the homes. They seem to have dropped the bottom out of the price, and they're back down again to 200s. Is that about right?
Yeah, it sounds about right. And, you know, it's all effect because of the Federal Reserve mainly is one of the main indicators or drivers of that, rather, is the, you know, whenever you're raising the rates, the overnight lending rate translates into higher mortgage rates, and that's going to shrink the buyer pool. Mm-hmm. And the people that are still out there looking, you know, they have a good opportunity now to, you know, possibly get a good deal, especially for the move-up buyers, people that are selling a home. Maybe in a lower price point and moving up to a higher price point, that's a good opportunity for people. And, yeah, so it's not all doom and gloom, though. You know, especially in Florida and other pockets, Tennessee, certain areas are still hot. Certain areas are going to be a little bit more difficult across the country. And we can help people with their real estate decisions across the United States and the world through our Keller Williams Real Estate, Keller Williams Realty Group. We are the number one real estate company in the world. We can help you in no matter what state or province, wherever you're at, reach out. We'd love to help you.
Now, what do you think about the student loans that Joe Biden is trying to forgive or have forgiven, some $300 billion, which he's talking about saddling taxpayers with a major bill where everybody would pay something?
Just another bad decision, another out of his mind decision, out of touch decision. He shouldn't be doing it. That's not what government's in place for. Government's not in place to say, oh, we're going to give you free this and free that. And that's all he's doing is he's buying votes because he knows he's very unpopular. He knows that 85% of the people in the country say they're going in the wrong direction. And he's got all these other problems, Afghanistan, southern border, crime rates, and he's you know, he's just doing this to distract people and say, oh, look at what I gave you. I gave you something free here. And everybody that worked hard and paid their student loans off, like me and a lot of other people that I know, are going to be pissed off about it. That's not fair.
No, it's not. And they need to leave it alone and let it let nature take its course, so to speak. But I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to get these folks out from underneath this heavy debt and just say, okay, the lights are home. Time to get moving. Go make yourself a bunch of money. I think that's where they're at with all this.
Yeah. To me, it just doesn't make sense. Though there's a lot of other places. Well, how about the veterans? Let's give veterans money. Let's give people money that have been forced to wear a face diaper. These kids that are committing suicide. Yet the highest drug use rate in the history of the planet in America. I mean, there's a lot of other places we need to be spending money and giving it to people that took a debt, they signed the dotted line, signed that debt, and now giving them a way out. I don't agree with it.
Well, that's Mexico, and that's the border down there, and that's all that fentanyl coming in. And they definitely have got to do something about that sooner rather than later.
Yeah, we've got to go back to the Trump policies and put the wall, finish the wall, and reverse the wall.
Well, the Democrats aren't going to go back to the Trump policies, but maybe they'll do something with the wall.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need enforcement. We need, immigration needs to be legal immigration, not illegal immigration. I interviewed the United States Institute Against Human Trafficking on my show, and, I talked to John, and he says, man, there's the record numbers, these kids are getting human trafficking across the border as well, sex sold into sex slaves. It's the modern day slavery. But they don't care about that. They only care about the one that they want to talk about reparations on from 100 years ago.
Tell us about how we can get a hold of you as a consumer quarterback and how you can help us.
Yes, sir. You can call me at 813-917-1894. Brandon Rhymes, Platinum MVP Team Keller Williams Realty, 813-917-1894. Website is consumerqb.com, consumerqb.com for our radio and TV show information.
All right. Thank you very much, Brandon. We appreciate that, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All righty, Captain. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Okay. That's Brandon Rhymes, and, of course, Brandon is in business with his wife, and they're a great young couple. They get things done, and that's what you like. You like to see couples working together like that, doing what needs to be done. All right. Well, we have got a treat for you because standing by on the telephone is none other than this guy for whom we made a little intro.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I heard Mike Gallagher yesterday, and he played that guy Harris after I told you about Liz Cheney losing by 40 points, which every Democrat should. By the way, the FBI, the Department of Injustice, oh, y'all are you're so unholy, and so you're owned by China. If anybody should be arrested, it should be Joe Biden, who's ruining the country, and all you idiots at these institutions that are coming against America. Anyone who comes against the American people, may the Lord take you off the earth. I understand that you're not tough enough to go down in the valley and face Goliath. I understand that. That's my calling. So I'll go down there and do it myself because I can't trust nobody else. Let me tell Donald Trump, Mitch McConnell, to your face, live from Mar-a-Lago. Mitch McConnell sucks. Kevin McCarthy sucks. What's worse than the Democrats is the fake Republicans who suck. Lindsey Graham, you should be out there saying what happened to Donald Trump is a disgrace. It's a disgrace. They didn't go to George Bush. They didn't go to Barack Obama. They didn't go to Bill Clinton and take their stuff, but they went to Donald Trump. It's a disgrace to America. It's a disgrace to the justice system and the Constitution, and it's a disgrace to every American in this country. Stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Stand up for Donald Trump, and may every person who goes to church vote for a Republican and not a fake Republican and hold their Republican to the fire. Let's go. Peace.
All righty. Todd in Tampa, and Todd got it on there, and I think he covered all the bases, but tonight, folks, tonight, 6:30 or thereabouts till about 8 o'clock over there at Muggs. We were going to be there for the Town Hall Patriots, the Pinellas Town Hall Patriots from Pinellas County. And I'll be giving my comments on what we need to do now if we want to win this thing. And there's a certain way to go about it. All right? You can either do it individually in 9,400 different directions to make it really tough, or we can all go in one direction. Your choice. It'd be a lot easier going in one direction, wouldn't it? All right. Have yourself a great day. Remember, this program is all about we the people. God bless America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.